From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Donald Trump is continuing to make his case to voters as to why he'd be the best person to lead America forward.
We're going to start winning again. We're going to win with our military. We're going to win for our vets. We're going to win on education. We're going to win on trade. We're going to win, win, win. We're going to win so much.
But he's also complaining that some Republicans are trying to thwart the official declaration of his nomination at next month's National Party Nomination Convention. Some delegates to the convention in the Midwestern city of Cleveland, Ohio, say they want to change the party's rules to allow delegates to vote for someone other than Trump. Meanwhile, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is pulling further ahead of him 5 months before the November 8th election. Clinton and her husband, former President Bill Clinton, celebrated the arrival Saturday of their second grandchild as their daughter Chelsea gave birth to a boy, Aiden Clinton Mezvinsky. Orlando, Florida residents paused to remember the victims of the worst mass shooting in modern U.S. history exactly a week after the massacre. Worshippers prayed in churches across the nation and in Orlando.
No, it has been a week in our community. We are hurting. We are exhausted, confused, and there is so much grief. So we come seeking your comfort, seeking your peace. We come to have our tears wiped away and our strength renewed.
Meanwhile, U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says the FBI will be releasing a partial transcript of the conversations between the gunman and Orlando police negotiators. You're listening to VOA. The U.S.-based giant aviation corporation Boeing has reached an agreement with Iran to sell the country 100 passenger planes. Iran's aviation authority announced today the deal is one of three separate agreements made between Iran and Western plane makers for a total of around 200 aircraft since Washington lifted economic sanctions on the country in January. The contract for the Boeing planes is worth an estimated $17 billion. And should it be completed, would be the first time Iran bought planes from Boeing since before the 1979 Islamic Revolution. President Barack Obama's weekly address this weekend focused on the tragedy in Orlando.
Alongside the stories of bravery and healing and coming together over the past week, we've also seen a renewed focus on reducing gun violence. As I said a few days ago, being tough on terrorism requires more than talk. Being tough on terrorism, particularly the sorts of homegrown terrorism that we've seen now in Orlando and San Bernardino, means making it harder for people who want to kill Americans to get their hands on assault weapons that are capable of killing dozens of innocents as quickly as possible. That's something I'll continue to talk about in the weeks ahead.
The president says the killer was an angry and disturbed individual who became radicalized through internet propaganda. He says his administration is and will continue to do everything it can to destroy the Islamic State group. After the most powerful El Nino on record heated the world's oceans to never-before-seen levels, scientists say huge swaths of once vibrant coral reefs that were teeming with life are now stark white ghost towns disintegrating into the sea, dead and gone forever. 50 years ago, a small group of activists founded the National Organization for Women in large part to fight sex discrimination in employment. Well, there is pride among feminists and progress for women's rights over the past 5 decades, but there's also unfinished business, according to the activists. The list includes a wage gap that favors men, the persistent problem of sexual assault and domestic violence, and the push in many states to reduce access to legal abortion. Well, the stakes are clear for Stephen Curry and Golden State entering Sunday's Game 7 of the NBA Finals against LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. A win caps the greatest NBA season. A loss marks the Warriors, the greatest collapse in finals history. And the average price of gasoline now in the U.S. is $2.37 a gallon for regular unleaded. The slight decline comes after nearly 3 months of rising prices. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.